Und das, nun beise mit beise, wir hören die Mischne, Cholat, Baosa, Maima, in Acha, Chalitza, Klum. That the Maima does not help anymore. Omar, Rav Yehuda, Marav, Zudivere, Rabbi Kivet, Omar, in Kedushin, Toivsin, Bechai, Belav. That what the Maima does not help is going according to Rabbi Kiva. She's a Chai Ve'Lavin. Lo Yivne. So Memele. So that's why Enacha Chalitza Klum. And they don't, she doesn't need a get after the Maima. Avo Chachomim Oimrim. Yeshacha Chalitza Klum. According to the Chachomim who are Choylik and Rabbi Kiva. So Memele, you'll need a get after the Maima. So the Gemara asks, "Umimotzis mukmes lo ke Rabbi Kiva." How could you say our mission is going according to Rabbi Kiva? Voktoni reishem nosan get vaosa maima tzricha get. You need a get on the maima b'chalitza. Be'ir Rabbi Kiva. If it's going according to Rabbi Kiva, if our mission is going according to Rabbi Kiva, kiven the yoav lo get. The minute he gives her a get, mi mahani ba maima, maima will not help anymore if they get. Ba sanya Rabbi Kiva ima, mi nayin le noisin get li yivim toy. If a person gives a get to yivome, shenesra ola veilomis, shenema le yuchal bayra lishin asher shircho, vidarshin from asher shircho, achar shiluach. That means that Pashtid the Kos speaking about Marze Gerushos Elacha Shenisayis, but the from the Yitol Loshin of Asher Shilcha Rabbi Kiva Darshan, that is sometimes an Isser of Shiluach alone, of giving a get alone, that alone asos her, and this Isser of Shiluach is said by a Yevomit. So there's an Issa, a Yevome, that was Nishtalach, that was Nizgarish, is Losh of Lakachta, he can't marry her anymore. So there's an Issa to take back the Yevome after a get, and according to the Gemara held, this is an Issa de Araisa. If it's an Issa de Araisa, so according to Rabbi Kiva, this is Chai V'Lav and the Sher, this is an Issa Aneshis Ochiv, And therefore Kedushin shouldn't be taifis after get. In our Mishnah it says Nosan la get, and then he made Maimel, so he needs a get on the Maimel. Omar Rav Ashi get Yevomim midarabono. So Rav Ashi said that a get Yevomim according to Rabbi Kiva is also a darabon. Ukro. He has a posik, a smach de baume. Lachair, I didn't understand, so why did Rabbi Kiva need this posik and this a smachte? We had before on Dachnuna Medbeis that after a get, you're not allowed to, there's a layivna midarabonon, they were geyser, get, or to chalitza, get lahitzi, chalitza lahitzi. So therefore they said you're not allowed to make yibum, or Kedushin after a get. So why did Rabbi Kiva find it necessary to find a new posik and a smachte? Perhaps we could say that the before on Dafnun Amud Beis we learned is an Issa lo yivne, that the get is equivalent to chalitza, so whatever chalitza accomplishes mina teire, get accomplishes mida rabbonim. It could be that the issa la yivne is an issa bie, kivin shleibone shuv la yivne, he's also to be boil, chalutzosai, tzores chalutzosai, is a la yivne. But it could be, if he only made kedushin in her, there's no issa whatsoever. I wasn't able to be mevarah this, but l'chayre la'yivne is a issa bein. Could be this droshe of Rabbi Kivim, l'yucho baylo arishna asher shircha acher shiluach, there it says loshev l'kachta, li'is lo'le'isha, that here there's an issa kedushin. So it could be that was Netosef in this drosh of Rabbi Kiva, that is an Issa Kedushin also. But since in Asmachta al Kaponim, the Maimer is Chal, and she needs to get on the Maimer. Let us see Rashi. Zu divrei Rabbi Kiva, acholot vosa ba Maimer koi, Diktani, we learned leitofis maima, that ain't acha chalitza klum. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva, we darshim from the posuk acha shiluach kloima, we darsiv asha shilchokra yeseire, gloitzori chokikoma. Yesh lecho mishaleach, sha'osa laharzer acha shiluach. Afilu loy niseis, afilu, she didn't marry someone else. I mean, that's the strashe. The Pashtik are speaking about Marzik Rishos and Misha Niseis. Beis is Uyevome. Bekiven de Belavko Yechi Mahani Bosu Maima. If the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Let us see the Gemara further. Tanya Nami Hochi. Omar Rebbe. The Mishnah that says bepashtes that after chalitza ain't after chalitza klum. That's according to Rabbi Kiva. Shayaisa chalutza ke'elve. That he said that a chalutza is like an elve. That means that kedushin is in teifis in a chalutza, just like kedushin is in teifis in an elve. Aber Chachamim haimrim yesh achar chalitza klum. Chachamim achaylik on Rabbi Kiva, Kedushin is teifes b'chai v'lam, and some of them, if they made mine, we'll need a get. V'ani aimer, and Rabbi said, I differentiate. When I agree with the Chachamim, that yesh achar chalitza klum, Amosai bizman shekitsha l'shem ishus. Viz mekadisha l'shem ishus. So the only reason this Kedushin should not be chal would be because in Kedushin toifis b'chai v'labim. So l'aloch I hold like the chom in Kedushin is toifis b'chai v'labim. Avol kitsha l'shem yevomis. What happens after the chalitza is mekadisha l'shem yevomis? Ein acha chalitza klum. Then the chalitza won't help. If the purpose of the kedushin is l'shem yevomis, and we'll see later exactly what l'shem yevomis means, ein acha chalitza klum. So then, then the Kedushin doesn't help, since it was L'shem Yevomis. Let us see what Rashi says. Amos Ayesh Acha Chalitza Tvisas Kedushin Bizman Shekitcha L'shem Ishus B'Kedushin Gemurim V'loi B'mayim Yevomim Debad Kedushin Toibsim B'chai V'lap. Then you'll like the Chachamim. Avol kitcha l'shem yevomis ain kedushin. But if he was mekadish l'shem yevomis, so then it's not a kedushin. Sherei ain kan tzad yibum. There's no yibum after chalitze. Avolu kedushay tois. If he's mekadish l'shem yevomis, it's kedushay tois. Because he's not a yevomis after chalitze. Tanya Ida, Chaylitz Liyavimtai, Vechaza Vekitcha, Rabbi Yemim Kitcha Lashemishu Srichemeno Get, Lashem Yevomis Ain Srichemeno Get, Chamim Aimrim, Bain Shekitcha Lashemishu, Bain Shekitcha Lashem Yevomis, Srichemeno Get, Amar Rav Yosef, My time, the Rebbe. What is the time of Rebbe? that Rebbe says, if it was kitcha l'shem yevomis, you don't need a get. Asua ki oida benichse ager, r'sava shaloihen, d'loi koni. They said that this is equivalent to a person whose field was adjacent to the nechasim of a ger, and he was chayrish in his karker, and the ger died. Now the halacha is nichse ger harayin kehefker. When a ger dies and he doesn't leave over yerushim, so it's hefker. Whoever wants could be zeich in the nechasim, but you have to make a ma'ase kinyan. So Rav Yosef says, now what is the din if a person has a field of a ger that's adjacent to his field, and he's being chayrish his field, and he overlaps, and he goes into the field of the ger, not realizing that this is the ger's field, under the impression that this is his field. It's just like, he's under the impression that this is his field, the loikoni, so he's not koinim. He had no kavana to be koinim, because he thought he's being chayrish's field. So the same thing over here, Rebbe holds, if he was mekadesha l'shem yevomis, there's also missing kavanas kinyin, and therefore he's not koinim. Now, we'll elaborate on this soon. I just would like to finish this gemara. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye said, Midomi. It's no comparison to Oida benichse ager kesovashu shaloi. Posam loikom achavin lemikne. Over there, he was under the impression he's being chayrish his own field. There's no kavonas kinyan, so he's talking not kind of the field of the ger. Oche kom mechaven lemikne. Here he wants to be kinder. He wants to be kinder, even though he's mekadesh l'shem yevomis, he wants to be kinder. Oloidomi ela lo'ido benichse ger ze. So if you want to compare this case to oida benichse hager, so I'll tell you what the comparison is. La'ida benichsei gerze, a person knew that there are two gerim that had died, and he wants to be kinda one of the fields of one of the gerim. La'ida benichsei gerze uchesava shall ger achahu. The koni, that if you wanna make a comparison to this case, he wanted to be kind of the field of Reuven. He was kind of the field of Shimon, but he had Kavanas Kinyan. Elo Omar Abai, we have to understand this also, but let us just go a little further. Elo Omar Abai, so Abai said, Ocho b'mayas kinyan kigoyin da omolo, hiskache li b'maymer yevomen. When did Rebbe say that the Kedushin is not Chal, if he said, you should become Mekudosh to me, b'maymar yevomim. That means, what is Abaye saying different than Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef said, speaking about, he said, iskatshi li l'shem yevomis, kitcha l'shum yevomis. And there, Abaye is chaylik on Rabbi Yosef. Then he says, according to Rebbe, she's also Mekudosh. Now, speaking about Iskatshi li b'maymar yevomim. Now, in order to understand exactly what the machlokes between Abaye and Rabbi Yosef is, and exactly what the cases are, let us see Tosfos, and then we'll go back to Rashi. Ka'oidel b'nichsei ager. Rabbi Yosef had said that the reason Rebbe holds that if a person is mekadesh l'shem yevomis, it is not chal, because it's equivalent ka'oida benichsei hager. Aymari, demayri l'Rabbi Yosef, k'goin da'omalo iskachi l'istam. when he married her, he said, Iskar Shalishtam, Ulishem Yevomis. Hainu. Ulishem Yevomis Hainu. The goli daite, he was Megala Das, Shebetoires Yevomim Mekacho. That means, when he made the Maisik Dushin, he said, Iskar Shalishtam. Ulishem Yevomis, that means he was Megala Das, Shebetoiras Yevomim Mekacho. The Iba Amalabed Yebemaima Yevomim. If he says Iskachali Bemaima Yevomim, lo have a poichle Abai Midomi. The Abai Yekamo Besomach. Dechadomalo Bemaima Yevomim. The Lekonyle Rebbe. By Maima Yevomim, Rebbe holds you not koine. So Koch, he didn't say Iskachali Bemaima Yevomim. He said Iskachali Shtam. It was Megale Das that he wants to be Mekadosh B'Toiras Yevomim. Inami. Or Taisa says another teretz. Ba'omala Hiskachi Li L'Shem Yevomis. No, he said B'Feirish. He said Hiskachi Li L'Shem Yevomis. V'loi Mashme B'Toiras Maimar Yevomim. That even though Bishas the Kedushin he said L'Shem Yevomis, Shem Yevomis does not mean B'Toiras Maimar Yevomim. The Maimar Yevomim Mashme B'Toiras Maimar. V'loi B'Toiras Kedushin. Aber L'Shem Yevomis Loi Mashme B'Toiras Yevomis. El Shesavu Shadayin Hi Zikukosoi. He's under the impression that she's a zikuke to him. Now, let us try to explain a little what Tosfos is saying over here. There is a oifen of kedushin that is called maima. And that we're going to learn soon. Maima is, according to Rabbi Al-Kaponim, Maimar is a kedushin which is dependent on the zike of the yevomim. That means if she's not a zekuke, maimar does not work. So if a person says bepe molei iskachili b'maimar yevomim, and it is after chalitza, there's no zike anymore, so the maimar doesn't work. There's nothing more to talk about. Maimar the chalois of Maima depends on the Zika which is existent. So if he had given a Chalitza, Maima will not work. Rav Yosef is speaking about that he did not say that he's making a Chalois Maima. He said, Arayat Mekodeshesli. That's what he said, according to the first Teretz of Tosfos. According to the second Teretz, he said, Iskachili L'Shem Yevomis. But L'Shem Yevomis does not mean B'Toiras Maima Yevomis. I'm making Kedushin because you are a Yevomit. The Kedushin is being made since you are a Yevomit, or because you are a Yevomit. Since you are a Zekuke to me, the Kedushin is being made in you that you are a zikuke to me, and I'm making kedushin in a zikuke. Let us try to elaborate a little more. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin. The Gemara says, let us learn out from Yevome that Bia is koine by Eishesish. The Gemara makes a kalvachayma. Ma doch Yevome, sheine nikne bekesu vishta, nikne be Bia. So the Gemara answers, Mali Yevome Shekain Zekuka Ve'imedes. You can't learn out Eishes Ish from Yevome. So Rashi and Taisu say, so what does Zekuka Ve'imedes means? That the Yibum is a Gemar Kinyan. What does it mean, a Gemar Kinyan? That means when you're being Koina Yevome, you're not starting from the basement, you're starting from the third floor already. That means 2/3 of the Ishus is already Chal.
She's a skuka vaymede. She's skuka. So all what the yavam has to do is to make a gmar kinyan. Has to be gomer the kinyan. Masha inke b'neishasi. You have to start from the basement. You have to start from scratch. So in other words, the Gemara is saying as follows: if you see that bia is koine by a yavama, that does not necessarily mean that bia can be koine by ishasish. Could be bia is sufficient to make a gmar kinyan. Bia is not sufficient to make a tchilas kinyan. But al kaponim, we can learn from that Gemara that by a yevame, the kinyan that is done is not a kinyan that is starting from scratch. It is a gemar kinyan. It is a gemar kinyan. So it could very well be pshat in the Gemara as follows. Rabbi Yosef held, if a person is under the impression that she's a yevame, he said, "Iskachi li l'shem yevomis." So, what does l'shem yevomis mean? That means that the l'shem yevomis means that just like a yevome, the kedushin is only goimer what is already in existence. So, memele, I don't have kavone to be koine you legamri. You nicknamed it to me already. I want to be goymer the kinyan that I have in you. So that means if we'll be megashim the inyan, and we will assume that zikuka vaymedes is equivalent to 75% kinyan, so pshat is she's 75% konu to me before, so I want to only be kinyan 25%. I want to be goymer the ishus with a 25% kinyan. So the 75% of kinyan, which is necessary, I'm not interested in making. I don't have to make it. I'm under the impression that you're as cook already. He's kachi li l'shem yevomis, shesavu shadayin hizikukosa. He's under the impression she is still a skuka. So I don't have kavone to be kind of the first 75%. I only have kavone to be geimer, the kinyan, which is the last 25%. Im kainim anachnu. So now we can begin to appreciate Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, just like the halacha is, that if a person is oida benichse yager, a person is making a maise kinyan, he's being chayrish the property of a ger. A ger had died, the nechasim are hefker, and he's making a maise kinyan benichse yager. So lechayre, you have all the components that should make that it should belong to him. The nechasim are hefker. He's making a ma'aseh kinyan in this field. Afal pikein, and since he doesn't have kavone to be koine, he's not koine. You have to have, it's not sufficient to make a ma'aseh kinyan. You have to have kavone to be koine also. So Rav Yosef said that Rabbi holds if he gave her a prute, and he said, iskachi li, l'shem yevomis. So pshat is, I mean with this pruta to be goymer the kinyan, but I don't have any intentions to make a haschalas kinyan with this pruta because I'm under the impression that is mine already. Isavu shu shaloi. So the 75% of the haschalas kinyan, I don't have kavana to make because I'm under the impression it's here already. She's a skook already. That was Rabbi Yosef's svara. So Rabbi Yosef said, that's what Rabbi said. So Rabbi said, if he wants to make straight kedushin, so she'll be zicha become his wife. He wants to make kedushin in the isha who once was a yevam, and now he gave her chalitza. She's no more a yevam anymore. He wants to make kedushin is becovered godel, so the kedushin is chal. We don't hold like Rabbi Kiva holds Kedushin is in Teifis B'chai V'lam, so therefore, she'll zicha be married. But if he wants to be Mekadish L'shem Yevomis, so then, since by every Yevome, there's a chelik of the Maise Kinyan, which is not, there's a chelik that she's a Knuya already, So Memela, so here it's Abachina of Savo Shehu Shaloi. Savo Shehu Shaloi, and there's no Kabonis Kinyan. That was, could be the Svora, that's what Rabbi Yosef said. Omar Rabbi Yosef, my time with the Rebbe, Osom Kaide Benich Seageoch, Savo Shehu Shaloyen, the Loikon. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Kaide Chayfer, he's chay from the karka. Uchsover shaloihein. He was under the impression that this karka is his. So yekarka ager somach lekarkoi. The karka of the ger was adjacent to his karka. Umeis ager vein lo yorshim. Vamachzik benachos of kon. A person who's machzik benichsei ager is koine. Vizer choyfer bekarka ager. He's machzik. He makes a meisek kinyan. Chazoke. But Uchsovo is under the impression Shezeh Karke Shaloi. He's under the impression that this is his Karke. It's his already. So he didn't have Kavone to be Koine Bechazoke with this Chefire. Deloi Koni, so he's not Koine. Vahainami Sovo Shekdushi Yevomo Taifsimbo. He's under the impression Kedusha Yevome Toiv Simbo, so I think Rashi means that Kedusha Yevome is Gmar Kinyan. Blain is Kavin Liknois. His whole Kavana was, well, Blain is Kavin Liknois only Koyach Yibum Ayachiv. Because of the Yibum of the Ochiv. I think Rashi means because she's a Zekukaloi. So Memele, so he only wants to make a Gmar Kinyan. So there's no kavonas tchilas kinyan. Vapokilo, and lemaise, she's no more a zikuke. They made chalitza now already. So let us go back to the Gemara. Omalei Abaye, midomi osom loy kamachaven lemikni, hochi kamachaven lemikni. What does Rashi say? Osam loy kamachaven lemikni, dohasavu shaloyin. In your marshal, he says the marshal is not similar to the nimshal. The marshal oide benichse ager v'savu shu shaloy. He's under the impression this karke is his. So there's no kavanas kinyan whatsoever. He's being choifer the karke without any kavanas kinyan. So I think Rashi means to say that Shui wants to make a gemar kinyan. But who says you have to have kavone? I want to be kinyan. I have kavone kinyan. The kinyan of a yevame is a gemar kinyan. I don't have to be kinyan so much. But you don't have to, as long as we have this kavone, I want to be kinyan. How much you'll be kinyan? That you're under the impression you have to be kind of 25%, and you really have to be kind of 100%, that's loymal loymoyred abayel. As long as you're giving money and you want to be kind of, so you'll be kind of the whole Easter already. That's considered kavonis kinyan. That's lochayre abayis kash. Midomi osom loyko mechavin lemikni, ocheko mechavin lemikni. If you want to give a marshal, I'll tell you a marshal. But this marshal will not prevent that he should be able to be koinem. This case is similar that there is oider in the nechosim of ger beis, uchesavel shel ger achel, and he's under the impression that it's ger aleph, dikoni, he's koinem. Let us see Rashi. What does Abaye mean? Haleidomi Abaye da'akshivoz uchesover shoger achel umiskaven liknois mikol mokem. He wants to be koine. He thought it was ger a ger. It was oider benichse ger beis. He thought it's nichse ger. Miskaven liknois mikol mokem. Vahain nami kosovo liknais mikoyach ochiv. He wants to be koine mikoyach ofriv, veine koine elo mikoychoy, umikol mokim kinyinu. I thought perhaps Rashi wants to say here a knaich as follows. Could be the difference of when she is a yevome to when she becomes ois yevome, there's another difference. There's a difference as follows. The difference is that when she's a yevome, so the Baal HaMaima takes over the Eishes HaMeis. That means he's not making his own issues in her. No, the Eishes HaMeis, Leisiyah Eishes HaMeis Achutza Leizo, the Meis has issues in her. Yevama Yavele Olakocha Loi Leisha, that means he's transferring an issues that previously was with the Meis, so he's taking over that issues. That's when she's a Yevama. When she's Ois Yevama, he's making his own issues in her. So it could be that's what Rashi is saying, there's a difference, Take. Am I taking over the Eishes HaMeis? So that's the marshal of Abaye. What's the chilik is, being koine Reuven's karka, koine Shimon's karka. That means, am I taking over his issues? Or I'm making my own issues. That's the difference. That's true. He's under the impression he's taking over Reuven's issues. But Abaye said, but the bottom line is he wants to have issues in her. The lumdus if he's taking over Reuven's, the Mason's issues, it's his own issues. If it's a Gmar Kenyan, that doesn't matter. That is not important. As long as the Maise Kinyan was done, and there's a Kavanis Kinyan, so the Lumdus will fall into line already. It's not called it's a Kedushe Toys. It's because whatever he wants he'll get, and he's under the pressure, it's working one way, it's working a little differently. That will not in any way hamper the Kinyan. That is L'chayre what Abaye was Chaylik on Rav Yosef. So now we have to let us get back to the Gemara. Now, therefore, Abaye wants to say a new explanation what the Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon is. So Abaye says as follows: Elo Marabai, Hocha b'Mai Askinon k'Goyin the Omar Lo. Hiskachi li b'maymar yevome. Now, Abaye said a new story. It is speaking about that he said, Hiskachi li b'maymar yevomim. Maymar yevomim is, this is the type of issues he wants to make. Maymar yevomim. Rebbe sova maymar ilavi zika koromu. Maima, when the Rabbanon were Mesakin Maima, Maima is not a separate issues bifnei atzmoi. Maima is a continuation, a hashloma of the Zike. It connects with the Zike. What does Rashi say? Maima ilaviz ilu Ziker Rami. Maima detkino Rabbanon lechola yevomim. Leitiknu ela heiche de kaime zike. There is a zike already. Va'osa maimar ve'itoisef alo. The maimar unites with the zike, and it becomes a kinyan alimte. But maimar works. The whole mechanics of maimar works with zike. So therefore, Rabbi said, so if he gave chalitz already, and now he's making maima yevomim, which the mechanics of maima yevomim is only that it unites with the existence zikah,
So here there's no existing zika. The osya chalitza mafka lezika. The chalitza which was previously given is mafkiya the zika. So now you cannot make maimer in a chalutza. So therefore Rebbe holds that she's not mekudish. She doesn't need a get if you made maimer yibomim. That's what Rebbe holds. So let's go back to the Gemara. Rabbonon Zovri, Hai Lechudei Koi, Bahai Lechudei Koi. That Fakert Maimer, the Kralois Kinyan Maimer, has nothing to do with Zika. It is a separate Kinyan, Hai Lechudei Koi, Bahai Lechudei Koi. Mikore, ilu omolo iskachli be maima yibomi, miloi mahani. So just like before, when she was a skuke. So maima yevomim is an ishus that is chal without any connection, without being united with the zike. It's hashtanami mahani. So now, if she's a chalutz, he can also make maima. Hai lechude koi, vai lechude koi. Play mahani zike le maima. The zike does not at all help the maima. The zike does, the chalois of the maima is not dependent on the zike. Hilkach. Hashtike mi kore. So now you could make maima, the chachomod, you can make maima now, just like you could make maima before. Mikore ilu omolo iskatsli be maima yevom mi loikoni. Va'av algav loy mahani loy zike, dai lechudi kaima, hashtanami mahani. So that is the machloikis, the chachomim and Rebbe. If the mechanics of maima is dependent with the existent zike, that's what Rebbe holds, or hai lechudi koi vai lechudi koi. I saw in Bikurei Yehuda, he brings down a very interesting machloikis, achroinim, maybe rishoinim. According to the Chachamim, atarehod maima hai lechudei koi vai lechudei koi, and he gives a yevome kesef kedushin after the chalitza, iskachli b'maima yevome, is she mekudish after the chalitza min ha-toire or min da-rabona? So he brings a mashmois from the chazaynish, and I think a shulti geboirim, that she's mekudish min ha-toire. Why shouldn't she be mekudish min ha-toire? That means the reason Maimer isn't koine min ha-toire by a yevome, because she's an eishesoch, we hear in Rashi, so kedushin isn't typhus in an eishesoch, or we have a miyud, biya gemeres mobe kesev, ishtagim ribo, so a yevome, he's making a maise kedushin here. Maimer is a maise kedushin, which has nothing to do with zike. No, it's not chal min ha-toire, kozman she's a yevome. Because we have these cheshboiners, eishesoch, or biyagemerizbo. But as long as these factors fall off, he gave chalitza ready, there's no ishesoch anymore, so now, why shouldn't he be kainim min ha-toire? And that's what the chazanish seems to hold. Now, according to the chomer, we're kal min ha-toire. And the Beis Shmuel says, it's only chal, and he brings the mashmois v'dosh in the Ramban, it's only chal midarabono. It's only a kedushin darabona. But it's also very interesting that Chazal were misakin a kedushin darabonon for a woman who was once a yevomen. That means we know this maima yevomen. But now she's not a yevomen anymore. She once was a yevomen. So this darabonon de keishus that was niskan for a woman who was once a yevomen, it is chal midarabonon bein Koidem yibum ben lache chalitza. That is how Abaye said pshat. So Abaye learned the machloikis. Rebbe in the Chachomim is that Rebbe holds maima iluzike karomi. The Rabbanon hold hai lechudikoi vai lechudikoi. Rove Oma. So now Rove is chaylik on Abaye. Ida amala b'maymer yevamim. If it is the way you said b'maymer yevamim, kulam eloi pligi de mahani. Why is it mahani? Because everyone holds haylochu dekoy vaylochu dekoy. Everyone knows haylochu dekoy, so therefore, why shouldn't it help? And we had before in the beginning on the top of the Omer that Rav holds haylochu dekoy vaylochu dekoy. Therefore, Rav says you can give a get lamamori v'loy lezikosei because it is not one unit, the maimer and the zik, the haylochu dekoy. Now, the machloikis, Rabbi and the Chachamim is speaking about going to Omer lo hiskachili bezikas yevomim. Not b'mayma yevomim, bezikas yevomim. Now, the loshen zikas yevomim, darsachmir means that together with the zika, we hold haylechudikoy vaylechudikoy, but with the zika biyachad im zikas hayevomim, that means, that's a touch, bezikas yevomim, biyachad im zikas hayevomim, tiskachili, that means the zika already, now I want there should be kedushin, but the kedushin should be chal in you, together with the Zika, which is in existence. Now, Rabbi Sava Yesh Zika. Rabbi holds Yesh Zika. So my mail is like this. So how do we translate when she's as the Zekuka before the Chalitza? What's the title? Iskachali Bezikas Yevom. It means as follows. It means now there is a Zika from you to me. Yuzukuke, I have issues, so together with these issues, I want to make now maima. So it works, calls manshi as kuke. But vasoi chalitze, avkati lezike, but if he gave a chalitze already, and the chalitze was mafkia the zike, so the loshing, hakedushin, does not apply now. If he says klor, I'm being mekadish you biyachad im hazike. That's the taich bezikas yevomim. So memele after chalitza, if there's no zike, so there's no, there can't be kedushin biyachad im hazike. So memele, so the kedushin isn't chal. The rabbonon sovri ein zike. The rabbonon hold that afilu. Before the chalitza, there's also ein zike. Meikore ilu omala hiskachili bezikas yevomim. So before the chalitza, if he would say hiskachili bezikas yevomim, and there's no zike, miloi mahani, so it also helps, even though there's no zike. Hashtenami mahani, so now it also helps. Now, let us first see Rashi, and then we'll see Taisvus, and then we'll try a little to explain. So Rashi says in Daphne Gimel Amadav Yezikim, Hai de Tofis Maimer Ba'alme Bechi Hai Lishne. This Loshen that says Iskachili Bezikas Yevomim, that the Maimer helps, Mishum de Yezikim. Because there's, so that, biyachad im zikas yevomim means, because there is a zike now, there's a zike, so if that is the taitz iskachili bizikas yevomim, so if this was said, after the chalitza, vahashta soy chalitza, so, pekato, now there's no zike anymore. Vilako lamei mahochi, so you can't say this anymore, this mashmoy saloshni iskachili bizikas yevomim. Now, the chachomim hold ein zike, ein koyach lezike, afilo ochi mikori have a maimer. So the kedushin
the Maimer is Chal, even though there's no Zikr. So therefore, the Dawud he gave a Chalitza should not in any way be Mekalkol the Maimer. Now let us see the bottom Tosfos. Then we'll see that this is a very difficult Gemara.
The Maimer is a Grais, and it's going on the Gemara Daf Nun Gimel Amad Aleph. Ilu Omar Lo. That's the Gemara Daf Nun Gimel Amad Aleph, the third line. Ilu Omar Lo Iskachi Bezikas Yevomim Mi Loi Mahani. Ashtanami Mani. So Taisva says, so the Gemara is comparing. The Gemara is saying, if you hold Ein Zikir, Ba'af Al-P came, if he would be Mekadishar when she's a Yevomim, say Bezikas Yevomim, so even though I hold Ein Zikir, it would help. So now, it also can help. So now Taisus explains, so how does it help before also? If he said he's Kachili Bezikas Yevomim, and I hold Ein Zikir, so how does it help Taka? How does it help then?
We're building just like it helps then, it helps now also. So Taisus says that Fulu Laman Dioma Ein Zikir, Hainu Le'inyin Achois Zekukosoi Uchiyoitzibo. That Ein Zika means that there's no kulve of issues that will asa kreivim. That's a taich Ein Zika. Avu pshite, the mahani loshen Zika. But loshen Zika helps. Sharehi ziku kosoi, v'oimedes befonov. So al koponim, the oimik of kavonas ha-taisvis is difficult to understand, but Tosfos splits the hair. Tosfos says that yesh zike means that there's issues that asa kreivus. So the man almost says ain't zike, so that's not existent before, even though before he made yibum. It's not existent. But the loshen zike is still applicable because she says the kuke by medis befono. She says the kuke a fully old ain't Zika, but she says a kuke. This Zika does not ask a kreivis, but she says a kuke. Whatever Zakuke means, she says a kuke. So the Yashrish Yaakov asks a moiridike kasha on Taisvis, and he blives by its orchim. So he says that, so the way Taisvis explains, Taisvis had a kasha. When we learn our Gemara Elech, the Gemara says like this, if you hold ain't Zika, So even though there's no Zike, and if a person will be Mekadish a Yevomim, they'll say he's Kachili Bezikish Yevomim, it'll help even though we hold Ein Zike. So just like it can help before, it can help later. Now, Taisus asked the pertinent Kash, why does it help before if you hold Ein Zike? He says he's Kachili Bezikish Yevomim. So how does it help? So Taisus says, you know, Zikish Yevomim does not necessarily have to mean your Zike. Zikish Yevomim means she's Zukukosoi, Vemedis Bafonov. So the Lushan of Bezikas Yevomim has a pshat, even though I hold Ein Zike. Fine. Like the Yashri Shakev, that's very good before Chalitza. But after Chalitza, there's nothing left. So what's pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says the Chachamim hold Ein Zike, so just like it helps before, it helps after Chalitza also. So the Yashri Shakev says no. Taisus beautifully explained the reason it helps before, because I feel I hold Ein Zika, but there's still a Zika of some sort, which is Masim, which is applicable to the...
Samer de Kekashe, that the Yashar Shakiv asks. Let us see the Gemara further. Rav Shrav Yoma. Bechalitza ksheira, idi amalo iskachili bezikas yevomim, kula amaloi pligi deloi mahani. Now Rav Shravia wants to say, bechaira, that everyone holds yesike. And therefore, so then iskachili bezikas yevomim only helps if there's a zika existent. So if he gave her chalitz already, iskachli bezikas yevomim cannot help anymore. So Rav Shrabi says as follows, Bachlitza kshei ra'id yom aloi skachli bezikas yevomim, kula am aloi pligi deloi mahani. If he made a good chalitza, tzadzicha won't help, because there's no zika anymore. The chalitza was mafki the zika. For hocha, the machloikis of Rebbe and the Chachamim is, b'chalitza psula kamif legim. He made a chalitza psula. He made a chalitza that after the chalitza, there still is a zika. Is ma'al sova chalitza psula poiteres. So, Rabbi holds that chalitza psula patels some emele tznayikins, so there's no mazik anymore. So therefore, the loshna viskachli mazika shivomim does not work, does not apply anymore. Omar sov and the chachamim hold chalitza psula ena peteres. That a chalitza psula does not patel. So a chalitza psula does not patel. So memela, so there still is zike. So therefore, you can say he's kachili bezikas yevome. Let us see Rashi. Rav Shrev Yoma. I dom alo bezikas yevome kam alo pligid loy mahani di yezik. Everyone knows yezik. Bosi chalitza vav kate, so there's no zike anymore. Ohocha bachalitza psula kegoin shecholatz acha get kamiplegim. Shechalatz acha get kamiflegim. Made a chalitza psula. Rabbanon sovri lo yefkate shapel. It wasn't mafkia the whole zike. V'yei shachel klum ilkach koni maima. So therefore the maima will be koine because there still is a zike. And Rabbi holds that the chalitza psula is peteres legamre. That was Rav Shrabi's teretz. Rav Ashi Yomam. Rav Ashi says the kulam chalitza psula ain't a peteres. A chalitza psula is not peter. Pahochom. The male of chalitza psula is not Peter. So therefore, it should help. So if he made a chalitza psula, it should help. But here it's speaking about that he made a chalitza ksheira. V'hocha b'yeshnai b'chalitza kamiflegi. He made a chalitza ksheire and he made it tonight. Now the shaila is, and the tonight was not niskayim. So was there, of course, zike through the chalitza, since the tonight wasn't niskayim? Or isn't there, of course, zike because the tonight wasn't niskayim? V'hoche b'yeish tonight b'chalitza kemiflegim. Mar sovar yesh tnai b'chalitze. Rebbe holds yesh tnai b'chalitze. That says, like, for example, the chalitze was made al menashe titali mosayim zuz. That the chalitz told the chalitze will be chal if you'll give me 200 zuz. She never gave him 200 zuz. So she never gave him 200 zuz. So Rebbe holds yesh tnai b'chalitze. So therefore, the chalitza was never chal, because they spoke out at night that the chalitza only bechal she gives 200 zuz. So Kozman, she doesn't give 200 zuz. The chalitza wasn't chal, so there's a zikah. Now he said he's kachali by mazikas yevomim. Mazikas yevomim. So there is still zikah in existence. So memele, the maimah will be chal. Umar sovar, the chachamim hold, ain't tanai b'chalitza. You don't have to be mekayim the tanai. He made chalitza with a tanai, and the tanai does not have to be niskayim. Now let us explain for 1 minute, where do we see such a thing? A person makes a tanai, and then you don't have to be mekayim the tanai. The chalitza is chalafilo without the kiyim at tanai. How does this work? So the Gemara says later, in Mitzvahs Chalitza, that the whole halacha of Tnoyim is, we learn out from Tnai B'nei God B'nei Reuven. And Tnai B'nei God B'nei Reuven was Milsa De'isa B'shlichas. That means the agreement or the halois that was made between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Shvatim, the Sinus Eretz Yisro, could have been done Ayidei Shlichas. His Milsa de Isa Bishlichas, Isa Betnai. Milsa de Lasa Bishlichas, Lasa Betnai. Chalitz is a chalois that it cannot be done through a shliach. If I'm not mistaken, there's a lomdus in this halacha. Something that I can make a shliach to, I can do it through a shliach, so it's called, I'm the bailam. I'm making it. Can make it through a shliach, so therefore I can put conditions into what I'm making. I'm making this, under this and this condition. Milsa de lesser b'shlichas means I can't make a shliach to do it. So that means it's not considered I'm a bailim on this chalois. Your hands are tied. You can't do anything about this chalois. If it is done with you, it's chal. But you're not doing anything in the chalois. And the proof of the pudding is because you can't make a shliach. So al kaponim, milsa de lesser b'shlichas is lesser b'tnai. So that is the machlokes between, that's what Rabashi wants to say, that's the machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rebbe that says that there still is a zike, he holds even though it's lash the bishlichis, isa b'tnai, so the tnai was chal. She never was mekayim the tnai, so the chalitza was never chal, so there's a zike, so the maimer is chal. And the Chachamim hold, that since it's lesser b'shlichus, lesser b'tnai, so the tnai is worthless, so the chalitza was chal, so therefore, since the chalitza was chal, so memela, so the maima cannot be chal, because there's no zike. Let us see Rashi. Yesh tnai b'chalitza. Shecholatz lo, al menashe titen loy mesayim zuz. The chalitza was made under a condition that she has to give him 200 zuz. Rebbe Sova ain't nai moil b'chalitza. A tnai does not help in chalitza. Afilu loy nosna loy. Afilu she will not give him the mosayim zuz. Ain't nai moil. V'ahava chalitza. So it's a chalitza, even though the tnai wasn't this kind. Hilkach. Leitofis maima she'osa b'loshen zikas yevomen abasro. So the maima that was made with the zikas yevomen, so there's no zikas yevomen after the chalitza. Tavkata lezikosa, because the chalitza was mafkir the zika. Ula rabbonon yeshtnai, the rabbonon hold yeshtnai b'chalitza. V'chol kamo, the loy kaim, so Kozman, she wasn't this makayim that night, loy poka zika. So the chalitza wasn't chal, the zika wasn't nifka. So therefore, he said, "Miskatchli, I dekesiv zebezika shivom iskainim," because there still is a zika, because the chalitza was not chal. Let us see Taisus. Bavina Oma, the kula alma yesh tnai b'chalitza. Teima lari, dahani ameroi osu daloi kehuchase. That's Rav Ashi. The tchamod yesh tnai lezike. And then later we'll have Ravina also. Teima lari, dahani amiroim osu daloi kehuchase. The kaimlon bepeg mitzvahs chalitza b'amadir. The chalitza mutas ksheira. That means even though the chalitz made a tnai, and the tnai wasn't in this kaim, it's also kosher. They tnai b'chalitza. Mishun de gamrinan mitnai b'nei godim neiruven. The bein in the efshele kaim edei shliach. So memele di sviralu da ain't nai. So Mamela, now if they would hold, these would hold, ain't nai, la havelu lo ukme plukta de rabbi v'rabbonam b'hochi. Period. So Mamela, it seems these amayroim seems to hold, yeshna, in the Gemara na Madir and Mitzvah Slitzah seems to hold, ain't nai. Voida de mifliki b'yeshna b'chalitza le'inyin maimer shachar, Lifagulinyan at Torah Lashuk. That means the Tosfos says according to Rabashi's Pshat. He says the Yesoda Machlokes is of Yesh Tnai L'Chalitza, Ain't Tnai L'Chalitza. Why did he speak about Maimon? He said Zikas Yevomim. Say, is she allowed to get married? Yes or no? Why do you have to talk about a Zaitik Yeshayla? The Yesoda Machlokes is if we say Yesh Tnai or Ain't Tnai. So say, after minutes, is she allowed to get married? He says, that's why he's being mice. No. Lagabi had everyone holds she's allowed to get married, even though she wasn't Mekayim that night. Dini na Torah leshuk lekulal ma bechalitza, ke dekayim alone, they ain't nai bechalitza, because we pass can ain't nai bechalitza. So if ain't nai bechalitza, she's allowed to get married. Ela le'inyim. The Havi Chalitza Psule de la Mafke lo Zika le Gamri shlo Yoil Acheo Maima Belosh and Zikas Yevomim. But le Gabi, this Indian, that means Mina Toire we hold ain't nine. Mina Toire there's no Zika. Mina Toire she's allowed to get married. But Mida Rabbonon, should we say that mina rabbonon there is a tnai that because of this tnai we will say there still is a zikah mina rabbonon in order to make that the maima should be chal alinian the havi chalitza psulod leimavkele zikah legamri shloyol lachel maima beloshin zikas yevomen. That it come a the yesh tnai shemotzari b'shem rabbeinu tam. Now the Tosfos is very schwer to understand. I saw the Neir Shragas Ma'irach minutes of Sabay Modna Mais Mikadin is ain't nai. But in order that Ma'ime should be chal, no, we'll say yesh tnai. I mean, what's pshat in this? So the Neir Shragas wants to say, why is there ain't nai? Because it's most of the lesser b'shlichas. So he says, but there is an Indian of shlichas by chalitze in a certain aspect. Shitas Rabbi Yochanan is that the chalitze shlichus de tzaris ka'avdi. The chalitze shlichus de da'achim ka'avdi. So there is a position. The truk in the maisa chalitze cannot be done through a shlich. That's for sure. So me'ikar adin, it's milsa the lesser b'shlichus, and it's lesser b'tnai. But since there is some sort of an inyan of shlichus prevalent by chalitze, so me'melis, that's the machlokes. So they said, l'gabi al-kaponim the rabbonons, we still consider that the there's still zikah l'gabi maim. And now the lesser kimta is, Ravina ma de kulal me yesh nai bechalitze, behoche bet nai kofel kamiflegi, mar sova beinant nai kofel, o mar sova loy beinant nai kofel. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, hochi gosin, Ravina ma de kulal me yesh nai bechalitze, avogav de kaim lochalitze mutas ksheirem. Rashi is toises kash antidoli sviralu. Tosfos Rashi doesn't seem to hold a kash. Vachi b'nai kofel kamiflik. Going to lay kofel l'tnai. He wasn't kofel l'tnai. L'rabi b'inin t'nai kofel k'tnai b'nai god b'nai ruven. V'hai de lay kofel, since he wasn't kofel them titni, ta'i chalitze. V'im lay titni, lay techalitze. L'hab t'nai liv tuli l'chalitze. And the chachamim hold. You don't need a t'nai kofel. So my mele, now the rabbi holds that The Rebbe been at Tnai Kofel, Tnai B'nai Godem Nehu, you need a Tnai Kofel. And he wasn't Kofel the Tnai, so therefore the Tnai didn't work. So Memele, so since the Baha'i Dolei Kofel, Im Titnei Chalitzim, Loi Titnei Loi Techlitzim, Loi Havi Tnai, Liv Tulei Lechalitzim, so it's not a Tnai to be Mevatel the Chalitzim. So it's not a tnai. So memele. So the chalitze is chal, and the chalitze is chal. So therefore, the maimer isn't chal. Therefore, the maimer isn't chal because the chalitze was chal, and the rabbonon hold that it is a tnai, even though he wasn't kaifel it. So memele. So the chalitze was not chal. So therefore, the maimer is chal.